Okay, let's see how this goes. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for these words of Paul, and I pray that wherever we are today, we might hear you speak into our hearts by your Holy Spirit, and in Jesus' name. Amen. So after God had created 24 hours of alternating darkness and light, one of the angels said to him, "Oh God, what do you think you'll do next?" God paused and said, "I think I'll call it a day." I'm just going to pause for a few moments while you pick yourselves up off the floor and catch your breath from your hysterical laughing. We're into week 10 of our series looking at Paul's letter to the Ephesians called, does anyone know? I can't hear you, of course, but you can all hear me. And we'll say together, 1, 2, 3, that was then, this is now. Paul loves to talk about the change when we become followers of Jesus. And here in verse 8, he says, "For you once were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." That phrase again, in the Lord, in him, in Christ. Once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. We've already sung this morning, light of the world. He, Jesus, is the light, the true light, John says, which has come into the world. But Jesus also said to his followers in Matthew chapter 5, you are the light of the world. In other words, when we become part of God's family, we start to shine with the light of Jesus. Often in church, we major on God's forgiveness, which in Jesus is total. There is no sin too big for God to forgive, no person too far for him to bring you home. Often in church, we major on God's grace, how the life he offers us in Jesus is completely free, undeserved, and won for us by Jesus, not through our own efforts. It is all free, but it is not cheap. All Jesus offers was won for us at great cost. We are worth a great deal to God. I wonder what he is worth to us. What's the most expensive gift you've ever been given? For Jess, I suspect it's her engagement ring. She isn't allowed to wear it in hospital, so she has to take it off regularly. What do you think she does when she takes it off? She certainly doesn't take it off and chuck it on the floor. I wonder how you treat the gift of life Jesus has given you. How do you treat the light of Jesus? Paul says in Ephesians 4 verse 1, live a life worthy of the calling you have received. The life God gives may be free, but it is not cheap. Last week we started to look at the difference between life in the dark, that was then, and life in the light, this is now. If you still have your questionnaire, you may find it helpful to fetch it later and look at it again. Or maybe something from today's passage spoke to you a bit more about life in the dark. Paul mentions obscenity, foolish talk and coarse joking, when our lips should be full of thanksgiving. Paul mentions immoral, impure and greedy lives. He calls this idolatry in verse 5. Why? Because rather than worshipping God, when we act like this, we are selfish, worshipping ourselves and our desires, not God. Christians should not look like this. We should look different. We should look like Jesus, not the world. It isn't easy, it takes effort, but God gives us the Holy Spirit to be our help and our guide. Paul encourages us to be holy in verse 3, wise in verse 15, full of goodness and truth, verse 9. He warns us not to get drunk on wine, verse 18, but instead to be filled with the Spirit. Many of you will recognise my water bottle. Here it is. It's nice and full. Do you think I fill it once and have done with it? Of course not. I go on filling it throughout the day. This is what Paul means here with the Holy Spirit. He doesn't mean be filled once, but go on being filled with the Holy Spirit. This is important because otherwise our light will go out. Our light comes from Jesus through the Spirit. We can only live as children of light. We can only live a life worthy of the calling we've received if we go on being filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us the power and the strength we need to turn away from the deceptive and disobedient deeds of darkness and turn instead towards the light and love of a life that is ours in Jesus. Paul says, "For you once were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. See how much light there is when we all shine together. As God's family, let us turn towards the light of Jesus. Let us shine with his light and let us share that light with others. Let's spread his light in place of darkness. Let's share his peace in place of panic. Let's share his love in place of greed. And let us live as children of light. Amen." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are sorry for the times when we live as children of darkness instead of your children, children of light. Help us each day to go on being filled with your Spirit, that we might live as your children, that we might do the deeds of the light, that we might do all in thanksgiving to you and in the name of Jesus. Amen.